joined by San Diego State head football coach Sean Lewis. This is a big get for us. Sean, thank you for coming on today. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing great. Appreciate the opportunity for jumping on with you guys.
First, before we get into any football stuff, I have to ask you, now that I found out that you're going to be in the softball game that I will be a head coach of, do you hit lefty? Do you hit righty? Where are we at?
I'm a righty, and my strike zone is probably way too big.
That's all right. That's the beauty of softball, is you can have a bigger strike zone and have a ton of success.
If you get Tony as your manager, you're going to have a big leaguer to work on your swing. So you'll be.
I need all the help I can get, guys.
Well, Coach, listen, we'll take care of you when we get to that point. But let's talk about this football team and this upcoming year. The city is seemingly a buzz right now since you've arrived. You've already been able to bring some great talent alongside to join this team. Just talk about your expectations for this program moving forward.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talked about it yesterday as a team, and, you know, we've been building this culture. And for me, it's about constant improvement and constant competition, right? We need to do a great job, and the staff has done a tremendous job of building the competitive maturity of our team, the competitive depth of our roster. And right now, the guys have been working really, really hard. It's kind of hard to put an idea of where we're going to be or what we're going to look like because we haven't put any pads on right now, and we don't get a chance to do that until spring ball here coming up in March. But I'm excited with the way the guys are working and the energy that they're bringing to the building each and every single day. And, you know, with the talent that's right in our backyard, there's no reason why we shouldn't be competing for championships year in and year out as we get them to the building, as we develop those guys to fit our style of play.
Sean, what is your style of leadership? How would you describe that? I mean, this is obviously a wonderful opportunity for you to be a head coach at a major Division I college football program. Sure, you had to sell yourself to the university, and so far what you've been selling to this fan base and the people in San Diego, it seems to me they've been buying it, and I think everybody, like Tony said, is really excited. How would you describe how you went about this process?
Yeah, you know, being very detail-oriented, having processes and systems in place when you're running an organization as large as a football team is with 120 guys and, you know, another 100 staff members, I think you got to be very detailed and very clear in how you communicate and what you want to get done, set forth clear standards, clear expectations. But at the end of the day, you know, I think if I had to put a label on myself in any sort of way, I would say that I'm a player's coach because I don't know what other type of coach there is, right? Like, that we're here as a staff to serve our kids, and it's our job to take them and get them to a place and this organization, you know, that they couldn't get to on their own. I think that's what great coaches do, and that's what we have to do by building up the young men that are in our organization and build trust with them to have strong bonded relationships, right? And then because of that, then the kids will truly care about, you know, what we know and our expertise so that we can help them grow as young men and as players.
Coach Lewis, I want to go back a little bit to the beginning before you took the job with San Diego State. Obviously, San Diego State had tremendous interest in you. But on the flip side of that, you would have to have interest in the school. What was it, aside from the weather and the city itself, what was it about this school that made it attractive to you?
The number one thing, you know, is that you need talent and you need players, and that's your most valuable resource, that you have the talent pool to be able to win at a really, really high level. And obviously the talent and the level of high school football that's being played here in Southern California, I think, is second to none. So that was really, really attractive to me, that I could wake up in my home and leave bright and early and go hit 10 to 12 high schools in a day, see tremendous young men, visit with great coaches, be a resource for them, and then be able to turn around and still be home to help my wife with bed and bath time. So that was really, really important to me, you know, and be there for our kids. And so also, you know, the winning tradition and the history of this program, to me, if you could do it once, you can do it again. And obviously we've won quite a few championships here, going all the way back to Coach Coryell and the Air Coryell days, right? So all that time and the product that was put in the past and what we're going to be able to build in the future by handling the present right now is something I'm really, really excited about.
Sean Lewis is with us. And, of course, Sean, I know you were in Colorado last year. What do you think, or is there a difference in your mind between football played, say, in the Big 12 or the Pac 12, and football played in the Mountain West. You know, we've been listening to this stuff for years and years and years out here. That, you know what, the Power Five conference is a whole nother world out there, et cetera, et cetera. Yet the Aztecs have been right there competing with these guys and winning most of their Pac 12 games actually over the last 10 or 15 years. So I'm assuming you don't see a big difference between the two.
No, I mean, I've been very fortunate in my time and being a coach to where, shoot, all the way down to the high school level, Division II, FCS, Group of Five, Power Five, at all the various places that I've been. And when you step in between the white line, the passion and the purpose that the young men play with, there's not a huge difference. And, you know, if you're aligned as a team, you got a great plan, and the kids are bought into that plan, I think that, you know, anyone can beat anyone on any given day. And so, no, there's not a huge difference when it comes to stepping in between those white lines and putting the ball down and getting after it.
Head football coach Sean Lewis joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And, Sean, one of the things that, you know, it seems to be a difficult landscape to navigate is the NIL, the transfer portal. What about that makes it, it seems like you've had some success in those areas. What is it about those two areas that has seemingly been a difficult landscape for some, but for yourself and others, it's been a little bit easier?
I think it's kind of the mindset that you bring to it. We talk to our kids all the time before any sort of skill set. It's a mindset, right? So I don't see the landscape of NIL and the recent changes in the portal as a perceived negative. To me, they're opportunities. Right. And it's an opportunity to roll your sleeves up, go do the work that winning requires. And it's a part of the game now that you have to embrace and that you have to educate yourself on. And as fast as everything is changing, I'm very fortunate to have an unbelievable staff with a lot of different experiences from a lot of different places. And we've been able to take their ideas, my own ideas, make them our ideas so that we can be super competitive in that space. And to take that piece of the puzzle along with everything else that San Diego State has to offer and create a, you know, what we think is a remarkable experience for our young men to help them grow as young people, to get a tremendous degree, and to give them a athletic experience in this competitive arena that's second to none.
Sean Lewis, football coach at San Diego State, making his first stop here on Gwen and Chris, and we're really excited to have him and have you here in San Diego. Sean, I mean, this San Diego State football program, I mean, it's coming off one bad season in terms of the record. Talk a little bit about where you felt you needed to attack in terms of, you know, skill players, line play, you know, quarterbacks, wide receivers, defense. And where did you feel, looking at this squad from last year, you felt you needed to attack in recruiting, and how do you feel you've done in accomplishing what you set out to do?
Yeah, I think the biggest factors is always going to be for us is how can we build the most complete, big, athletic, fast, and physical, well-disciplined football team that we can, right? So we really prioritize our height, weight, speed measurables that we can verify from different sources. And I thought our staff did a great job going out and acquiring some great length, some great speed, some mid-skill players at the linebacker and tight end position that are able to play sideline to sideline and having a backer that in today's game, you know, that is able to run, you know, through the vertical seam and having a tight end that can do lots of different multiple things, both run and pass. So I thought we did a great job in those areas. You know, obviously having a quarterback is critically important. You know, when you get on the job and you get rolling and the guy at Enterprise tells you, Coach, we need to get some quarterbacks in this thing. You know, if that guy at Enterprise knows that, then I think that tells us kind of what we need to get done. So we were able to you know, fill those holes, we think. And again, we'll get to the field and get to work with how those guys process. And as the bullets start flying, see what we have, you know, across the board. I think there's the job along our trenches is never going to be done. We can never be complacent in that space, right? The game is won up front with those bigs along the O-line and the D-line. And, you know, I never rest easy in that regard, just knowing what a premium those body types are. You know, it doesn't matter what level of the game it is, but we need to continue to develop the guys that are in our building and look for the right talent that can join us here in the future.
Who would have thunk an Enterprise delivering an assist to the San Diego State's football team? Coach, I'm interested to know, with all of the movement that's going to take place in terms of teams that are on the West Coast playing in conferences that are really in the Midwest or back East, when you go into a kid's house in Southern California, what typically are the things that matter most? I know, you know, for a long time it was you wanted to be in these Pac-12 conference. You wanted to be close to home. You wanted to be on the West Coast. But has the kids' mindset kind of changed now, especially with all this movement and teams on the West Coast now really playing and being centered in the Midwest or back East?
Yeah, man, I think the biggest thing, right, that's kind of shifted is that there used to be this big draw to play close to home, but with all the different media outlets that are there, it doesn't matter if you're near or far, the games are being broadcasted, and your family and your friends can watch you play, right? So the biggest thing is what's going to be the fit for that individual family? What do they covet most? And to me, that's where's the best opportunity for them to grow, for them to develop, and for them to get the exposure and the thing that they want to ultimately pursue their dreams of playing in the NFL, right? Like, those are the guys that we want to hunt. And those are the guys that we want to be after, that have high dreams, high aspirations, that want to be highly productive and maximize their opportunities. So, you know, we're talking to families about that, how, you know, their skill set, their character makeup is a great fit for our brand of football, and that's going to lead to, you know, great results both on and off the field, but unbelievable production that's undeniable that NFL scouts have to go see, and so that we can continue to do a great job of developing those pros here on the Mesa and helping them achieve their dreams and their goals.
Sean, thanks for the time. We've really enjoyed it. I want to throw one more at you real quick. Just your thought on the state of college football. Tony mentioned the conference realignments, et cetera. Do you like the way the sport is headed right now, or are some things you're concerned with?
I mean, again, it's constantly evolving, right? I think there's some great things that are happening for the players and the opportunities that are out there. I think there's some ways that we can modify it and make it better so that there can be a little bit more stability, so that not every single time this portal window opens, you know, it's unrestricted free agency across the board. But again, there should be freedom, there should be flexibility, there should be the availability for choice. But I think if we can do a better job of just, you know, putting a little bit more parameters in place so it's not just open season year round.
Coach Lewis, we super appreciate you coming on and spending some time.
Bring Scraby over here and line him up against me. I'm ready to run through a wall after this interview. I'm ready.
Coach, we appreciate you coming on. I'll see you out on the baseball diamond or the softball diamond, however you want to put it. But this city is extremely excited about you and this program, and we'll be back behind you 100%.
Guys, appreciate it. Go Aztecs.
Thanks, Sean.
Coach Sean Lewis, head coach of the San Diego State Aztecs football squad.